Hello, lads. What's going on? Hello, all my parasocials. How are you doing?
Rule, I will talk to you about it later. Send me a DM. I'm happy to talk about it.
I don't know if you guys found out, but you guys are my parasocials. I've been informed by that. I love this shit, dude. I'm going to read this quote. So, a horde member asked goblins, "Why don't you ever talk?" I mean, there was a little bit more than that, but basically, it's been mentioned that that guy never speaks. And this is his answer. I'm going to read it verbatim so that you guys can hear, what he said. "I think these sermon type of things completely lack substance, and their entire value is creating a parasocial relationship between the alliance leader and the line members, which I am not interested in. To support my point, I have not done a town hall since 2021, and PH has only gotten stronger in the last 3 years. On the other side of the aisle, Mittens was talking to his guys at least twice a week, fireside of the meta show, and he ended up getting eaten alive by a mob of his line members. So what good did those speeches do?" So hello, my parasocials. Wonderful having you here. It's nice to know you. It's nice to be in such a great relationship with you. I will be putting my my Patreon in the channel. Yeah, it was definitely a negative of his response. Perisher, Elias, let's workshop that one a little bit more, Starlet. All right, so I wanted to read you guys that. I've been enjoying that privately since it got sent out, so now you guys get to enjoy it. I think the man took the please clap thing a little too seriously. He makes his people clap for him. What about a parasocial relationship? Hey guys, back at it again with the fireside.
Please subscribe, push the bell icon.
Smash that subscribe button, guys. I mean, I do have a Patreon, guys. You're right. I don't know if is that mine? I don't remember the link, but I do have one.
No, that is stupid Pancake Cat, because Casador linked it, and Casador only links Pancake Cat.
You're so frustrating sometimes. Let the man have his fun.
No, if it's anyone else than Casador with it, then I might have let him, but Casador is, no. It's too much fun.
All right. I want to shout this out. Powerful, I don't know if he's here, but Zohan had, like, stealing my thunder literally the moment before I hit enter. If you guys have not seen that video, that was amazing. I've watched it like 30 times. It's seriously great. So go ahead and check out the video if you haven't seen it. If you have, here's your chance to watch it again as soon as this is over. It's so good. Just cue it up. So we just formed. Enemy formed. They had dreadnoughts in range. And we did not form. We thought maybe we could get them into a fight by giving them a little good better odds, but they elected not to take it still. So here we are. This is what it is. We've been discussing behind the scenes some future moves. Nothing to announce this week, but we're getting pretty close to some stuff. So I want to just let you guys know that. Be on the lookout for pings. Be ready to join feats. We're gonna start getting this car in gear again. So. Just be around, be ready, be able, all that good stuff. Okay, other thing on the agenda that I want to tell you about is next week we have Locusts, and it is the Big Frax this time. If you like Big Frax and you cannot lie, maybe you guys will not be able to mine out all of our moons in 2 hours this time. The demand was immense last time, so we will see next week if you guys will be able to mine out all the moons in 2 hours or not. Let's see. I didn't have much else to talk about as far as on the agenda. We were mostly getting ready for this fight and having sort of some high-level discussions in our meetings this week. So if you have questions, go ahead and throw them out there. I will answer them as best as I can. When do we get to see you eat hot wings as penance for having a parasocial relationship with the line members? Sarah Bjorndotter, that's a good question. I cannot handle spicy food, as you guys know. So hot wings for me would be plain wings with perhaps ketchup on them, maybe a little bit of pepper. Jeremy, I've not done shrimps for. Actually, I logged in about a month ago and checked in on my shrimps. They're still going. My wife wants to know if Goonswarm is a cult. Yeah, definitely. Wife, it's totally okay. We're taking care of you.
How meaty is Ham Norris? This is the kind of question that I like to get asked on the fireside. How meaty is Ham Norris? I like to think of him as one of those big ham hocks with a bone that you can hold, you know? Like an old-style king eating a giant ham hock. That's a Ham Norris for me. The Alliance has no stance on Rancer. Invite your wife to Goons. Yeah, that's a good way to say things. This is going to work out well for us. Why are these Rome's fleets strategic, but 3 hours running around with no timer in sight? Is it an SRP reason? So I don't know what Rome's you are referring to, but it might be strategic just because we want to encourage people to get go on and get good SRP. Who's the better FC, you or Arcadio Soul? I mean, Arcadio Soul FC is a lot more than me, so I would say he is the better FC. Should I FC a Dictor fleet? I mean, I've done that before. I think Flycatchers are fun. I can't speak for Imperial Transcontinental Logistics. I do not know what their plans are. You know, Kool-Aid really hates that everyone says drink the Kool-Aid like that, because it was actually it's that off-brand Kool-Aid. Regalin, this is the kind of question that you would know. I knew, even before you actually typed it, I knew Regalin would be the person to know it. It is Flavor-Aid was actually what they killed themselves with, not Kool-Aid. Ragnar, I think the reason that someone was annoyed was just because we were actually trying to save that guy, even though he was running a Rourke during a Stratop and should not have been doing that. I mean, if we're able to save him, we're going to. Fodder, that's a funny question that I'm not going to answer. Where is Arcadius rank in the best FCs in Imperium? He's certainly above number 20, so... I mean, spots 1 through 5 are the Big Red Boat, but maybe Arcadius is 6. You guys feel like cults killing themselves is sort of a thing of like the past? You know, it seems like we've had a long time since we really heard about a good suicide cult. Beehive responding to Poco Skyhook timers. That's not really Beehive's, you know, purview, but they potentially could. I'm not in saying we should be a suicide cult. That would be the real parasocial relationship. Am I going to be the next Jim Jones? Yes. Finally. Do you guys know about those people who lived in the Hollers of Kentucky and they had blue skin? Really, what was their last name? It was like the blue... Yeah, the inbred family. Yeah, they had blue skin. Not the Blue Man Group. Yeah, no, they had a name. It was like the blue whatever in Kentucky. Yep. There was like a recessive gene, and there were so few of them that they had blue skin. Yeah, the Fugates. Yeah, the blue Fugates. That's them. I don't know about blue necks, and I probably feel like I shouldn't Google that. Guys, who was the hottest Smurf? And just be aware, there is one wrong answer. Not most of you guys got it right. One of you got it wrong, though. Ooh, Gargamel, that's a good opinion. I definitely can feel the post blue balls weirdness in the questions today. I'm with you. Raven on that Gargamel did nothing wrong right there. Palantine 1, we have not been working on it, Handin. No updates on the Palantine for now. Thugay, burning Jita is a lot harder than it used to be. I've mentioned this a few times before, but it is just kind of rough. Yeah, two Rorks plus no Sino Beacon and no Sino during a Stratop is probably your best setup, Thanatos. If you can run that, be good. Can you clarify what it takes for our members to be a Beehive FC trainee? I can't tell you the exact requirements for a Beehive trainee FC, but generally it just requires you to be willing and step up. That's usually the case for almost anything. Favorite pork rub? I don't have like I don't have a particular. I just season it to like to taste. So I don't like actually pre-do it. I just season as we go. And I mean, that's the key. One of the keys to cooking, if you guys want to cook well, is just taste as you go.
And he only puts salt on it, otherwise it's too spicy anyway.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Kaza says, Asher, what are your thoughts on the 2025 roadmap? Yeah, I mean, we all saw that, and it was mostly just Control C, Control V on the 2024 roadmap when change a couple things and make it look like you've done some work, right? Yeah. Like, listen, I don't know what to tell you guys. If you think at this point, if you think CCP is going to really come through with something big for EVE Online, it probably not. You know, we're going to have to be the ones who provide our own entertainment, but the sandbox is still here. So that's, and I've been here before. I think we've all been here for good and, you know, and bad times, or not all of us, but yeah, there have been good and bad times as far as how much effort CCP puts in, but that doesn't mean that we can't make exciting things happen. And that's generally how I look at things when we're talking about like, what can we do? It's what can we do, not what can CCP do for us.
And that's why we moved to this space, because there's a much better space and everybody can crap rat and mine a lot more.
Lingen Noor says, sorry, stupid question. Do we plan to upgrade Impasse for more ratting havens? So basically, it's not a matter of do we want more ratting havens. It's a matter of what the systems can support. CCP has changed it so that you can't just put in whatever ratting you want in each system. So what it is now is probably what it will stay, barring some big changes, because we have done the maximum of upgrades that the space can support right now. Asher, we should produce a Goonswarm cookbook and sell it on Amazon. We can use the proceeds to donate to cancer research. We title it the Modern Millennial Parasocial Cookbook. I've started reading more cookbooks lately. I actually haven't read cookbooks since I was a teenager, when I was really into one that I downloaded off the internet. Would you download a car? That was always, I love that commercial. I would download a car. You would copy that floppy? Tsugi has a good point. If you actually, don't actually do anything in the Anarchist Cookbook. That guy had no idea what he was talking about. It was like a 17-year-old who wrote it in like the 60s or 70s. And it's also been disseminated so many times that people put in like garbage. Should I buy a latte or get tea? Definitely tea. Go with the tea, dude. All right. Do I like bubble tea? I've never had it, Rose. I think this is going to be a light week. Appreciate you guys showing up. Thank you guys for forming the fleet before that. And I expect us to have some more stuff pretty soon. So if you see pings for fleets, please be joining them. Stuff could be happening anytime now. I'll catch you later. Yeah, you want to talk about something, Apple, before
I
go?
Yeah, I want to thank you for spilling the tea.
Ah, okay. Well done. Anyway, been nice talking to all my parasocials. I look forward to it every week. It gives me a real high thinking about how many people you sub. See y'all later. Please clap or there will be consequences.